I may vomit.
Good morning, Mr. Whiteside. I'm Mrs. Ernest Stanley. Remember me? And this is Mr. Stanley.
How do you do, Mr. Whiteside? I do hope that you feel better.
Thank you. I am suing you for $1 million.
What?
I said I am suing you for $1 million.
You mean because you fell on our steps, Mr. Whiteside?
The Chief Justice will explain it to you in the Supreme Court. Who are those two harpies standing there like the kiss of death?
Oh, dear, my cast foot jelly!
Made from your own foot, I have no doubt. And now, Mrs. Stanley, I have a few small matters to take up with you. Since this corner druggist at my elbow tells me that I shall have to remain in this moldy mortuary for at least another 10 days, due entirely to your stupidity and negligence, I shall have to carry on my activities as best I can. I shall require the exclusive use of this room, as well as that drafty sewer you call a library. I want no one to come in or out while I am here.
What do you mean, sir?
We have to go up the steps to get to our rooms, Mr. Whiteside.
Is there a back entrance?
Why, yes.
Then use that. I shall also require room for my secretary, Miss Cutler. Let me see. As I have a great many incoming and outgoing phone calls, please do not use the telephone. I sleep until noon. I must have complete quiet throughout the house until that hour. There'll be 5 for lunch today. Where's the cook?
Mr. Whiteside, if I may interrupt you.
You may not, sir. Will you take your clammy hands off my chair? You have the touch of a sex-starved cobra. And now, will you all please leave quietly, or must I ask my secretary to pass among you with a baseball bat?
Oh, well, goodbye,
now, look here, Mr. Whiteside.
There is nothing to discuss, sir. Considering the damage I have suffered at your hands, I am asking very little. Good day.
I'll call you from the office later, Daisy.
Not on this phone, please. Here's the menu for lunch. Oh,
but I've already ordered lunch, Mr. Whiteside.
Why, it will be sent up to you on a tray. I am using the dining room for my guests, and they are not used to chicken delight. Where are those cigarettes?
My son went for them. I don't know why he... Oh, here, Sarah. Here is the menu for lunch. I'll have mine upstairs on a tray.
Young lady, I cannot stand indecision. Will you either go up those stairs or come down them?
Hello, Mr. Whiteside. Here are the cigarettes. I'm sorry I was so long.
You were gone long enough to have a baby.
I had to go to 3 different stores.
How did you travel? By oxcart? Is there a man who suffers as I do from the gross inadequacies of the human race? Where are you going, Miss Stomach Pump? Go in and read the life of Florence Nightingale and learn how unfitted you are for your chosen profession.
Well, I think I can safely leave you in Miss Cutler's capable hands. Shall I look in again this afternoon?
If you do, I'll spit right in your eye.
What a sense of humor you writers have. It's not really worth mentioning, but I've been a letter writing my own on my medical experience.
Might have been spared nothing.
Would it be too much to ask if you could just glance over while you're here?
Correct.
I just happen to have a copy with me. The story of a humble practitioner for 30 years, an Ohio doctor.
I shall drop everything.
Thank you, and I hope you like it.
Yeah.
Now keep that hip quiet and don't forget to take those little pills.
Maggie, will you take 30 years below the navel or whatever it's called?
Well, I must say, you have certainly behaved with all your accustomed grace and charm.
Look here, Puss, I am in no mood to discuss my behavior, good or bad. I have no desire to cross this cheerless threshold. I was hounded and badgered into it. I now find myself, after 2 weeks of racking pain, accused of behaving without charm. What would you have me do, kiss them?
Very well, Sherry. After 10 years, I should know better than to try to do anything about your manners. But you know, when I finally give up this job, I may just write a book. Cavalcade of Insults, or Through the Years with Prince Charming.
Listen, Repulsive, you're tied to me with an umbilical cord made of piano wire. And now if we may dismiss the subject of my charm, for which, incidentally, I receive $15,000 per appearance, maybe we can get to work. Oh, no, we can't. Yes.
My name is Harriet Stanley. I know you are Sheridan Whiteside. I saw this holly framed green against the pine trees. I remembered what you had written about Tess and June the Obscure. It was the nicest present I could bring.